أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some qualities of the believers, and throughout the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the rewards that the believers will get in the akhirat, in the hereafter. In this ayah number 55 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the promises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made to this ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this promise had come true in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, that is the four great Khalifas of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when some of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum evaluated the situation of the believers in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, it was a life of persecution. Some of the Sahaba had to leave Makkah Mukarrama and migrate to Abyssinia, to Habasha, and then the hijrah took place to Medina Munawwara, and then again they found that there were difficulties that had come upon them in the various attacks from the Kuffar of Makkah and others that had enmity against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence some Sahaba asked our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this going to be continuous? In other words, the persecution that took place, always fearing the attacks and preparing for the attacks of the disbelievers against Islam and the believers, or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to change the situation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to create ease? So on this question of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. As a matter of fact, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the promises that Allah has made here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made even before the revelation of the Quran in the Torah and the Injil for the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those from amongst you who have brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and practice righteously. So one condition for this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be fulfilled is the promise of iman. And iman means perfect and complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it encompasses all aspects of iman. The second is وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who practice righteously after bringing iman. In other words, they practice on every aspect of the deen, all those compulsions that Allah Rabbul Izzat has imposed on this ummah by way of farz, wajib, sunnate, muakkada, etc. The ummah fulfills it, and the ummah fulfills it according to the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the first promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, لَا يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them the successors on the earth, كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made successors on this earth before them. Now here when we speak of this word istikhlaf and successors, then obviously a successor succeeds someone. And here, who are these successors going to succeed? Number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. That they are going to now come onto this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them some form of leadership, And in that leadership, it's not going to be their own leadership, but they are going to be the deputies of Allah, and secondly, the deputies of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the outset, we understand that when leadership is given in Islam, it is not leadership for post and rank and fame and name, but it is in actual fact, one becomes a successor and one becomes the deputy of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does one become the deputy of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By fulfilling the commandments of Allah and the ruling and composing and conditioning one's life according to the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the ulama have stated that this was found in the time of the Khulafai Rashideen, that if we see in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, there were the lands of Bahrain, the lands of Yemen, Hijaz, all came under Islamic rule. And then that progress during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then obviously in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, vast lands came under Islamic rule, and then that continued through to the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, expansion continued right to the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled this promise in two ways. That one is that the land had come under Islamic rule, and it was not for governance purposes, but it was for the sake of Allah, that man worships and makes the ibadat of Allah, and we found that the Khulafai Rashideen, and those after them also, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, for example, they had ruled according to the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. The second part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will establish for them their deen. Which deen? أَلَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. That deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. The deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with, that deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them, and that is obviously the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deen of Islam became firmly established. And that is one of the only reasons why one would wish and desire that there be Islamic rule, so that the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established, so that the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be established on the land. People will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who do not bring iman in Islam, like the Christians, etc., they will pay the jizya, the protective levies and taxes, and they will continue to live in peace and harmony with the Muslims. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so. And in the next, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And we will certainly change for them after their khawf, after the fear. We will bring a situation of aman, we will bring a condition of peace in the land. So when there is justice, when people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change, and Allah had changed the conditions in the time of the Khulafai Rashideen, and we found that there was aman, there was peace in the land, and people were able to peacefully make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.